Remember, your thoughts drive how you feel. They can generate motivation or destroy it. You can use your thoughts in a very positive way, as our exercise has shown, or they can generate fear, false evidence appearing real. That will get in the way of you achieving your goal. Start to develop more of a sense of the false evidence. Stop being influenced by something that has not happened. Stop living in the dread of what may happen and start to concentrate more on today, the only day you have any real influence over. You need to be in the right frame of mind as you set your goal in the right mood, with good energy levels. Getting mentally fit is so important. Most goals require a good degree of energy to achieve them. Don't balk at striving for a goal because it starts to feel like hard work. It is going to be hard work, and if it isn't, then you have probably chosen a pretty easy and straightforward goal. Goals are very subjective, so to maintain your levels of motivation, you have to keep feeling and telling yourself that the goal is really attainable. Remember also that fear of failure, which is a protective mechanism, will constantly try to do battle with the feelings of optimism and that can-do frame of mind that you are building.
Think of every time you have said to yourself, I couldn't do that. I couldn't possibly attempt that. I'd only fail. It's not worth it. I couldn't take the disappointment of failing. If you say these things to yourself, it will stop you from realizing your potential and from pursuing your dreams, hopes, and ambitions. There are lots of different ways you can sabotage yourself, and the awful thing is that it often won't even feel as though you're doing it. It has probably become such an integral part of the negative self-talk that goes on inside your head that you don't even notice it. It is vital that you are aware of your process of self-sabotage and of sabotage from others. Not everybody around you will want to change as a result of your goal. People can feel threatened. Perhaps you are doing something that they would love to do but can't. Or maybe they feel that you will change and become different towards them. We are not suggesting that your friends or your partner are bad people, but some people behave like this because they fear change as much as you might do.